In the last 2 years of President Obama's presidency, there's a lot of talk about what his legacy will be. Immigration, the Affordable Care Act, well, it remains to be seen. But how well do we really remember past presidents or their legacies? If you think back, can you name the events that defined the Coolidge presidency? I'll give you an easier one. How about the Truman years? My next guest has been asking that question for the past four decades to study how collective memory is formed and forgotten. He published his results in a paper out this week in Science. Henry Roediger is a professor of psychology at Washington University in St. Louis. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Let me kick this off with our own informal survey that we take out right side the door here in Times Square to see how well people could recall the president.
Obama, Bush's two terms, Bill Clinton, Bush won, Reagan. Oh, boy, I should know this. Pre-Reagan was not Johnson, not Ford. Grant, Lincoln, Washington, Herbert Hoover. Gosh, was America even founded before that? That should be like the 70s.
Lincoln?
Yeah, I think I said him twice. I think he had like half a term.
That was Aaron Schultz off the street, Vox Pop. He's from Dubuque, Iowa. He was 30 years old, and he sort of fell down after. But he got a few more presidents in there, and you can hear more clips from our presidential pop quiz on our website at sciencefriday.com. How close, Henry, was our test taker to the students you tested in your study?
He was very close for someone 30 years old. Usually you can remember the presidents who were during your lifetime, and you can get a few before that. And then, of course, most people can also get the early presidents. They can get Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. But after that, except for Lincoln, it kind of falls off in the middle, and the middle presidents are not well remembered at all, is what our study showed.
So your study showed that it's predictable to figure out that you remember the ones closest, you remember the ones furthest back, but you don't remember the people in the middle.
Right. That's generally so, except for Lincoln and the Johnson and Grant, who served after Lincoln. Lincoln helped them along. But we were also able in our study, as you mentioned at the outset, I've been doing this for 40 years with college undergraduates. So what we have is different time points over time. So we can actually plot for people who, from Truman on, we can start plotting how quickly they're being forgotten, at least from the college student mind. And what we see is that three of the most recent presidents are being forgotten rather rapidly, Truman, Johnson, and Ford. And others, like Nixon and Kennedy, are hanging on much better. And so we can actually estimate times in the future. And the estimate is for most presidents, they'll live in modern memory for about 50 or 100 years, and then they'll drop down to roughly the baseline of about 20 to 25%. People can remember them if you give them 5 minutes. I mean, that's just remembering their name, not necessarily doing what you just asking what actually did Coolidge do, just remembering who they were, that they were president.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International, talking with Henry Roediger, professor of psychology at Washington University in St. Louis. So they're going to all be forgotten within 50 to 100 years, save a few big names. And does it matter that there were key events, you know, during the years like Truman and Korea, you know, stuff like that, that people would remember them more?
Well, you would think so. Truman, after all, he was president when World War II ended. He made the decision to drop the bombs on Japan. He was president during the Korean War, and yet he's being forgotten at a pretty rapid rate. I mean, maybe not here in Missouri where I am, because his name appears fairly frequently, but at least nationally is being forgotten. And other people, like when I'm old enough to remember when Gerald Ford became president, and I thought, oh, he will live in memory forever because he's the first man to become president who was never elected president or vice president, because Spiro Agnew had to resign and then Richard Nixon resigned. And yet Ford's being forgotten quite rapidly, too. So unless you do something special, so for Obama being the first black president, so maybe he'll be remembered for Obamacare, maybe for immigration if this goes through, but he will always be the first black president. Now, if we've had 10 more in 100 years, that won't be as quite as memorable, but he'll always be the first, so that might give him a boost.
What president most surprised you?
Well, Ford was a surprise to me, and also just because of my age, Lyndon Johnson. He did many memorable things, Vietnam.
People have forgotten. They have forgotten Lyndon Johnson.
Well, Johnson, I'll just give you some data on that one. I've got data for: do they remember them in their correct order as president, or do they just remember them if you give them 5 minutes? So, when I first did this, Lyndon Johnson. It was in the 1973-74 era, so Johnson had only recently been president, so basically everybody remembered him and pretty much got him in order, too. But by 1991, only 71% of the people could name Johnson, and when we redid the study in 2009, I did all of this with Andy DeSoto, a graduate student here, he was down to 42%, so fewer than half of the college students now remember Johnson. And yet, to people my age, I'm in my 60s, he seemed like an old friend while we were growing up because he was so famous.
Does this tell you anything about how our individual memories work?
Well, it's interesting that our recall of the presidents is really pretty much like we would recall a list that somebody gave us. That's one of the surprising things, that the principles of individual memory, if somebody just read you a list of 20 words, you would get the first ones best, you would get the last ones best. And if there's something really distinctive in the middle, for example, if I give you a list of 100 words and item 50, say, is elephant, you wouldn't remember the word elephant very well, but if I changed it to be a picture of an elephant, you'd remember it almost perfectly. So something distinctive, something that stands out against a common background, is very well remembered, and Lincoln kind of serves that function for the presidents because he was president during the Civil War and a very tumultuous time in our history. He ended slavery, so he's well remembered for those events, but really, the kinds of things we find are very much like individual memory for simple lists of things.
Well, Dr. Roediger, thank you very much, Professor, for taking time to be with today. Fascinating study.
Okay.
I hope you have a follow-up. We'll have you on again.
Thank you.
Henry Roediger is professor of psychology at Washington University in St. Louis. And if you were surprised by those presidents, I certainly was. How far back? Try this on yourself. How far back in your own memory can you go? I got up to pre-World War II. I knew what they were, but maybe some of the order after that was not so good.